Blog Talk Radio.
Women have the power to transform this world. We can end crime and violence if we all agree to do one thing: share. Let's share our wisdom, share our time, share our talents, share our finances, but most of all, let's share our love. This is the Female Solution. Join me, Naima Latif, every morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, as we bring you stimulating discussions about the issues affecting our lives. If you're listening online at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution, press the blue button that says follow and get our daily topics every morning directly to your email and your smartphone.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution Radio Show. We invite you to call in 515-605-9325 and participate in this daily think tank as we examine the challenges we face and develop solutions that restore peace and harmony. We are global transformers, changing the world from the way it is to the way it should be. We are one. Wherever we live on this earth, we are one human family. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to extend a greeting to all the members of our family, whenever and wherever you may be listening around the world. To our family in China, Ni Hao. In India, Namaste. In Japan, Konnichiwa. In Korea, Annyeonghaseyo. In Russia, Zdravstvuyte. In Germany, Guten Tag. In Poland, Dzień dobry. In France, Bonjour. In Spain, Hola. In Italy, Ciao. In Egypt, Ahlan wa sahlan. In Ghana, Akwaba. In Nigeria, Peleo. In South Africa, Saobona. In Senegal, Nangadef. In Kenya, Jambo. In Israel, Shalom. In Pakistan, Afghanistan, and Saudi Arabia, Assalamu alaikum. Greetings, and may peace be upon you all.
End of the week, and I'm excited. I'm excited because I have so much energy now. After 2 weeks of battling, of challenge with, treating flu symptoms. Yes, 2 weeks. That is the average time, my brothers and sisters, of a flu challenge. So don't be afraid if your body starts manifesting low energy, coughing, sneezing, fever. That's what we used to call the flu until last year when the powers that be renamed everything. The flu is now the coronavirus. So I'm really grateful to be here with all this energy, having nursed my body back to health. After 2 weeks, I had to work on this body. So I'm wearing my thank you body t-shirt today because I'm really grateful that I can bring you my experience of over 30 years. I've been in the holistic field for over 30 years. And I'm just in gratitude every day now, having overcome a really bad flu for the second time in 2 years. So I had a bad cough in the beginning of 2020 that lasted for a whole month. And then I had in August and into September had fever, coughing, and just low energy for 2 weeks. Don't be afraid. These are called flu and cold symptoms. Now, if you're having trouble breathing, you may need to take a trip to the hospital. But we're going to give you some tips today before we do our joint rolling. We're going to give you some tips from Dr. Artis. Dr. Artis was on my show. Brian Artis was on my show about 3 or 4 weeks ago. Brilliant man, amazing man, spiritual man, and he does research. He does a lot of, he's a chiropractor by practice. But he does a lot of research. So I'm still following him on many channels. And his latest advice, I want to give you his latest advice, and I'll try and mention this later in the show again. His latest advice is 4 supplements that you need to make sure you're taking. And I'm taking them because I just want to do prophylaxis now, prevention. Because there's a lot of stuff floating around out there. So I'm doing prevention. And we're getting into the cold winter months where the sun is not as bright. So if you've got a pen and pencil, you're going to need a pen and pencil today anyway. Because it's Suicide Prevention Month. I'm going to touch on how to prevent suicide today from some teenagers, advice from teenagers on how to prevent teenage suicide. But right now, Dr. Artis is suggesting 4 supplements as part of your prophylactic nutritional plan. Number 1, selenium. Here's my selenium. No particular brand. 200 micrograms. Very important for your immune system. Number 2, magnesium. He's promoting magnesium as a very important mineral that has been researched and shown to boost your immune system. Number 3, something I just added, haven't had this before, it's called apple pectin. It's like eating, how many apples are in here? Something like 12 apples. It's a lot of apples in one capsule. But it's a fiber from apples. And it's like you can't eat 12 apples every day. But the fiber is what he says is the fiber helps remove toxins out of your body. So apple pectin. And then last but not least, vitamin C. He's recommending 5,000 to 10,000 milligrams a day. That's a lot. That's like 1,000 milligrams is 1 gram. So you're talking 10 grams of vitamin C a day. Now, how do you know when you've gotten enough vitamin C? Your bowels get loose. So that's how you test your vitamin C levels. If you take let's say you take 5 milligrams of vitamin, not 5, but 500 milligrams, 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C every day and you're constipated, you're not getting enough vitamin C. Because when your body has absorbed all the vitamin C you're putting in your mouth, it's going to loosen, it's going to give you diarrhea. So those of you who are just joining me, I'm talking about the 4 supplements that Dr. Artis is recommending now to prevent flu and colds during the winter months and going forward, just prevent the symptoms of cold and flu. Number 1, vitamin C, 10,000 milligrams a day. And how do you know when you've had enough? Your bowels will get loose. You'll get loose bowels, diarrhea, wet. And then you just back off at that point when your bowels are loose. Apple pectin. Apple pectin, this one is 500 milligrams. Fiber, this gives you all the fiber you need, he says, to move toxins out of the body. Magnesium. I do a liquid magnesium, but just try a magnesium. This one is 400 milligrams. He says you need this mineral to boost your immune system. And then finally, selenium. Selenium is very popular as far as immune system boosting. So if you can get those 4 supplements in you every day, you're doing a lot for your immune system, your body health, and loving your body. This is what I'm wearing, my Love My Body, Thank My Body t-shirt. So let's do some joint rolling. Thank you for joining me in the Blog Talk Radio studio, and thank you for my Facebook Live family joining me, because today is all about news to improve your mental and emotional health. This September is Suicide Prevention Month, so I've got a couple of audios that I'm going to share with you to help you listen better to our teenagers and anyone who might be thinking of suicide. You know, that's not an uncommon thought these days. With all the division and suffering and tension and stress going on in our society today, I'm betting a lot of people have suicide thoughts. But if you're healthy and you're doing things to shift those mental thoughts, then it's going to pass like clouds. I had thoughts of just wanting to leave this earth while I was sick with the flu. It was just hearing and reading about the division and the stress in the world. I don't want to even be here. it's just too complicated, blah, blah. What changed my mood was music. I love music. So I was just playing different music to change my mood, and voila, Freedom Song by John Batiste. We're going to play that today. And a song called Gyra by a ministry group. Oh, my goodness. That lifted me high, high above the earth. And I said, okay, I can get through this. So music is one of the things we want to promote. When we listen to our family members, friends, strangers who might be considering suicide, play some music, some inspiring music for them. That's my number one go-to when people are depressed or thinking of suicide. And this is Suicide Prevention Month. So we're going to spend a lot of time or a little time talking about that today on the show, how to prevent it. In fact, the whole show is based on how to prevent sickness. News. We're going to give you the news out there that's trying to promote fear, but we're going to turn it around and promote wellness, well-being, and health. But let's do some joint rolling, because I know that's why you can. And joint rolling is all about activating the synovial fluid in our joints. We're going to do ankle and wrist rolling, knee rolling, hip rolling, shoulder rolling, neck rolling, all because these movements promote a strong lymphatic system. When we do our joint rolling, we're saying, hey, lymphatic system, get moving, get moving. And our lymphatic system consists of mucus that comes out your nose, mucus and spit that comes out of your mouth, and more fluid in your body. The lymphatic system is all about moving fluids out of your body. So you imagine when you're spitting out, your lymphatic system is working. When your mouth is really dry, your nose is dry, that means your lymphatic system is not working very well. So we're going to, with our joint rolling, we're promoting a strong lymphatic system that's going to get rid of toxins and things that our body does not need. And in fact, our body may need it for a period of time, but we're meant to get rid of it. So that's why we do joint rolling every Friday morning, to inspire you to do it every morning. And when you wake up in the morning, kick those legs up and arms up and roll those joints to get the lymph system and to get your circulatory system activated after you've been sleeping. And then just some tips from professionals this week alone. I've had at least three professionals say that the three things that senior citizens especially, but all of us, need to be focusing on is being active outdoors to get our vitamin D and so forth. Number two, our diet, watching what we're putting in our mouth these days. And I could go on and on about that. We're going to talk about that. And then mental health. And that's kind of our focus today, is improving your mental health, because we want to prevent suicide. And it's an issue in our global family these days. People are depressed. People are confused. People are angry. The frequency throughout the earth this time of year especially is very low into fear and worry and so many other low frequencies. So we're going to raise that frequency today. So hang in there, stay with us, and let's get busy doing preparing for our joint rolling. So I'm going to move my tablet. I'm going to move my tablet so that we can get on the floor, or you can watch me on the floor at least. And I'm going to move my laptop so we can hear the music. So we want to start our joint rolling with our neck. We want to loosen up this neck, because we're going to be moving this neck a lot while we're even joint rolling. I just pray that my internet works today. Well, in fact, let me just plug. I'm going to plug in my tablet, keep my tablet plugged in because it needs it, a little boost here. Okay, and then we're going to put on music when we get on our back that's going to motivate us. Freedom music, my favorite freedom music. So let's just start out. If you're in the studio, Blog Talk Studio, you can't see me, We're going to start out rolling our neck around. Chin to the chest. Roll that neck in one direction. Slowly. Breathe in. Take some inhaling as you go. Exhaling as you come back around. Inhaling and exhaling. And my internet is acting up, so I'm coming in and out, unfortunately, on Facebook. But try and hang in there. In and out. Blessing. I bless this tablet and the internet here going in and out. But rolling that neck around in one direction. Breathing in one direction and exhaling as you go the other. Now let's stop and go in the other direction. In and out, breathing in and out as you roll in that neck, feeling the tension being released in those muscles. Muscle, you're loving your body. We're loving our body, thanking our body by rolling, moving our body. We give thanks to our body and love to our body by moving it. Because if you don't move it, it's going to get stiff, it's going to have pain, inflammation. So we don't want that. So let's pause on the neck roll, and let's roll those shoulders back while we're sitting up. Roll those shoulders backwards. Ooh, that feels so good. I hope your back is, you're feeling the release in your back. When you start moving your shoulders around and then reversing that, going forward, you feel a release in your back mostly, but also your shoulder joints are feeling less pain, maybe less inflammation, okay? And then we're going to just swim in a sea of energy while we're up before we lay down on our back and enjoy some freedom music. Woo, swimming in a sea of, and all around us, we have nutrients. And when we swim in this sea of energy, we take advantage of the nutrients. We're bringing that energy around us, in us, everywhere. So welcome, 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 Facebook friends and Blog Talk Radio friends. We've loosened up. We've rolled our top upper body now. Let's get on our backs and enjoy some freedom music by John Batiste. I have permission to play his music, Facebook, so don't interfere with my video later. We're going to listen to John Batiste, Freedom. That's what we need, freedom in the earth. So let's just start right here, promoting freedom in our body, moving our body on our back. Let's get on our back, kick our legs and arms up, and we're going to start with our wrists and our ankle joints as we enjoy.
When I move my body, Everybody come on now. Everybody. I'm stuck to the dance floor with the whole team. With the whole team.
Let me
I'm
see
stuck to the dance floor with the whole team. With the whole team.
Let me see
you
shake.
With the hand for giving you the whole shit. I'ma give you the whole shit.
Thank goodness it's still working on my computer. So I hope you can still hear me. But, having problems with my tablet right now. So I have to work that out while I'm talking. So while we're sitting up, we want to just do a little vagus nerve stimulation. So rubbing the hands together. Rubbing the hands together. We're going to squeeze the back of our neck. Squeeze the back of our neck while I try and get back into the studio, Facebook Live studio. Okay, we are back in the Facebook Live studio. Apologize for the internet problems. But we're done with our joint rolling, but we want to just finish off with some vagus nerve stimulation. Rub those hands together and squeeze the back of the neck. Naima Latif. Oh, no. StreamYard. So we're squeezing the back of the neck and activating our vagus nerve. So important. The vagus nerve travels all over the body. So you always want to, when you have any tension, pain, stiffness, start here. Start at the back of your neck where your vagus nerve goes throughout as a branch. It's like branches that bring life, and it's kind of like a jump start for your whole body. And then just give your body a pat all over from go down your arms, activating, because your skin is actually the largest organ, external organ in the body. So when you pat your skin like this, you're loving on your skin cells. Your skin cells will then activate and do what they need to do to keep you healthy. And if you stand up and pat on, get your butt muscle, get those gluteus maximus, pat on them. Just pat all over the body. Give your body a good pat. Even the breath, pat the, squeeze the breath, hold, tap underneath, and just love on yourself today, all day. All right, we've got a good start. Let's hope the internet will cooperate now. I just never know these days. I'm going to go back up to my studio and bring everything back up to another level. And we're going to get busy with the show. Woohoo! Everything's working right now. We'll see how far we go. So thank you for joining me this morning. We're focusing on news, good news, to improve your mental and emotional health. And as I said, this is Suicide Prevention Month. All of September. And I want to play a really nice message from teenagers about preventing suicide. They're going to help us because that's the area where we have the most challenge with our teenagers right now. And just in general, people are just a little more depressed than usual, maybe. So I want to play for you, this is a 3-minute message from teenagers on how to prevent suicide in that group of individuals. So listen, that's part of the message is listening. But let us take note first and foremost of what we can do for our teenagers to prevent suicide.
I have my ups and downs, just like anybody else.
Maybe more than anybody else.
I can be hard to figure out.
And I like my privacy.
I don't want you looking over my shoulder all the time.
But you know your kid better than anybody else. And if you think he's acting different than usual...
Acting really down? Crying all the time for no good reason?
Or getting really mad? Not able to sleep? Or sleeping too much?
Shutting her friends out or giving her stuff away?
Acting reckless? Drinking, using drugs? Staying out late?
Suddenly not doing stuff he used to love?
Or doing stuff that's just not like him?
It might be nothing to worry about. It might just be high school.
Or it might be something more. He might be depressed. Not just feeling down, really depressed.
It might be that your kid is thinking about killing himself.
It happens. More than you think. More than it should.
And people say, I had no idea.
I thought it was just a phase he was going through.
I never thought she'd do it.
I wish he'd come to me.
I wish he'd said something.
I wish I'd said something.
When it's too late. So if you think your kid's acting different, if she seems like a different person, say something.
Say, what's wrong? How can I help?
And ask straight out, are you thinking about killing yourself? It doesn't hurt to ask. In fact, it helps.
When people are thinking about killing themselves, they want somebody to ask.
They want somebody to care.
Maybe you're afraid you'll make it worse if you ask. Like, you'll put the idea in their head.
Believe me, it doesn't work that way.
It doesn't hurt to ask. In fact, the best way to keep a teenager from killing herself is to ask, are you thinking about killing yourself?
And what if they say yes?
Or maybe.
Or sometimes.
Well, here's what you don't say.
That's crazy.
Don't be such a drama queen.
You're making too much of this.
That boy's not worth killing yourself over. That's not going to solve anything.
You're just trying to get attention.
You're not going to kill yourself.
What you do say is...
I'm sorry you're feeling so bad. How can I help? We'll get through this together.
Let's keep you safe.
A lot of people think about killing themselves. Adults and kids.
Most of them never try it. But some of them do. So if your kid says...
I'd be better off dead. I can't live with this.
I'm gonna kill myself.
Take her seriously. Find someone she can talk to about it. Someone who knows how to help.
Sometimes kids want to kill themselves because something happened. A breakup, a failure. But sometimes it goes deeper, and it's not going to go away by itself. Get some help. Talk to your doctor.
Or a counselor at school.
Or your minister.
But don't just let it drop.
And make sure that your kid always has someone to turn to. Someone he trusts. Make a list together, right then. 3, 4, 5 names.
Put a suicide hotline number on there, too.
Have him keep that list in his wallet, so he always knows where to turn.
Make sure your home is safe. If you have pills she could use to hurt herself, lock them up.
If you have a gun, don't just lock it up. Get it out of the house. The bullets, too.
And one more thing. If you think your kid might be about to hurt himself, don't leave him alone.
Take him to the emergency room.
Call 911 if you have to.
We all have our ups and downs, but sometimes it's more than that.
If you think something's wrong, the only way to find out is to ask. Ask straight out. Are you thinking about killing yourself?
Don't wait until you're sure. Trust your gut,
because it never hurts to ask.
And it can make a big difference. All the difference. In your kid's life.
That was a beautiful audio from teenagers. Teenagers sharing about preventing suicide. This is, for those of you who are just joining us, September is Suicide Prevention Month. So I want to just give a little encouragement, information, knowledge about what we can do as adults to prevent suicide. And those teenagers are telling us, suggesting to us that we listen more. Basically, that was their message. We need you to listen to us more and pay attention. If you see a teenager in your house who's been depressed, that's the moment to talk to them, pull them aside and ask questions and tell them, I love you, I'm here for you, and you can depend on me. That's what we need to do, not just for teenagers, But I think anyone in our life who we recognize has had a change in their mental behavior, emotional state of behavior especially, we want to prevent anyone taking a life. And as I said, those thoughts come and go. I had those thoughts in the time when I was really sick with the flu. I was like, oh, I don't want to be here. This is crazy, all this division going on. But what brought my spirits back up was music. So I want to encourage all of you. I want to encourage you, all of you, to listen to music when you're depressed and find music that's lifting you up. Now, for those of you who might be listening and you want to get on Facebook, I'm at Facebook Vieta, V-I-E-T-T-A, or Vieta. That's always my live StreamYard broadcast on Friday morning is my Facebook Live Vieta, V-I-E-T-T-A, or Vieta. That's where you can find me. And so that's the link. Just go to Facebook, put in the search for Vieta, V-I-E-T-T-A. Click on that, and boom, there I am. So somebody's saying, where's Facebook link? I don't know what that. So we're going to take a break now. We got to go to commercial. And when we come back, we're talking about improving your mental and emotional health today. I've got some great audios from Sadhguru and from professionals about what we can do to maintain our mental health especially. And then we're going to give you some tips, too, about general health, because we want health and well-being every Friday to be your good news station to improve your health, because we're not going to get it from the government or the media or your medical department. Not happening. We have this period right that we're in right now that is really forcing us to go to a new paradigm, a new way of thinking, new way of living, because we're not going to get help from the government sources and the media and all those things. So I'm here to give you all the help you need. And of course, you can call in if you need to ask questions, comments. I've been in the holistic field for over 30 years. So I've had a variety of training and experience. And as a grandmother, I'm learning even more about how to connect to my grandchildren who are 5 and 7 years old. They're teaching me a lot. So don't go away. Come back. We'll be back right after this break.
Are you constantly arguing with your spouse? Are your children misbehaving and acting out? Is someone in your family abusing drugs? Have you been the victim of domestic violence? Are you grieving over the loss of a loved one? Let us help you restore serenity to your life. At Serenity Family Social Services, we understand that good mental health is the result of emotional well-being. Our goal is to assist you and your family in removing emotional distress and restoring harmony and balance to your lives. We offer individual, couples, and family counseling. I'm Howard Williams, CEO of Serenity Family Social Services. Call us today at 312-315-4820. That's 312-315-4820.
This is Minister Cynthia Marie Williams, spiritual counselor and advisor. I invite you to a private reading in the areas of business, health, finances, relationships for introductory cost of $20. Please call because there is a higher power that can help me help you. 312-802-4743. Peace and blessings to you all. Call me. 312-802-4743.
Oh man, God sent the monthly sun bill today. This sunlight is really expensive, especially during this season. I'll probably have to work overtime to pay it.
Well, you better pay it on time. We don't want the sun to go out and we're sitting up here all day in the dark.
Wouldn't it be terrible if God charged us for sunlight? Well, thank God, the light and heat from the sun is free. So why are we paying such high bills for the energy we use in our homes? Because we don't know how to use solar energy, the free energy from the sun. You can convert your regular home to a solar energy home and save tremendously on your electric bill. Take a look at your electric bill. Wouldn't you like to reduce or possibly even eliminate that cost altogether? Let one of our solar consultants show you how. Call today, 312-849-3456, and schedule a free consultation. That's 312-849-3456.
And we're back. Thank you for joining me this morning. We are improving our mental and especially emotional health this today because we have so many people. We have so many people these days who get into depression because of looking at too much news. I hope by now everybody's turning their TV off more than watching the news and all that, because watching the news will depress you. And the news media is designed and working really good hard to have keep you in fear, because the news media and the government are all working for pharmaceutical companies, in my opinion, because they're promoting and advertising and pushing one solution for this so-called virus, and that solution is an injection in your arm. So how many of you out there know that there's more than one solution for the flu bug, for the flu virus? And I'm going to call it a flu virus because it was renamed. And these days, you can find information everywhere that they can't even, they have not even isolated the COVID SARS virus. They can't, they have not isolated. There was a case in Canada that the courts lost because a man insisted they show him proof of the isolated COVID virus. They couldn't find it. So the man was, his case was dismissed, and the province that he was in canceled all their COVID restrictions. So you really have to do your homework these days to find the truth. So that's why I'm here. Every Friday, I put together lots of information for you to improve your mental, emotional and spiritual health. But today we're focusing on mental health because September is suicide prevention, and there is just so much depression out there lately that we want to overcome. We want to raise your frequency right now from all the bad news out there and the fact that the winter is coming. Fall is coming. It's September now, and the weather is getting cooler, so you really want to be practicing prevention. So that's why I'm here, to help you practice prevention on every level, mind, body, spirit, especially improving your mental health today. So I found some beautiful messages from Sadhguru. Sadhguru, you know, is one of my favorite teachers from India, and he's just a very wise man. So he's going to give us 5 tips to improve our mental health. Very important. So you might want to get a piece of paper and pen, or just pay attention. Really listen. 5 tips, important tips. We want to simplify the messages today and always so that you don't get confused. There's just so many things out there that you could take in, and then it's TMI. Too much information. So when Dr. Artis gives 4 things you can do to prevent the flu and viruses and all that, I'm all for it. 4, that's easy. 4. And if you missed the beginning of the show, let me give you those 4 supplements. 4 supplements that are major, major help for you going into the fall season to prevent flu and sickness. 1 is vitamin C. He recommends up to 10,000 milligrams a day. And I would suggest you take 1,000 milligrams every hour until your bowels get loosened. That's the level you want to maintain. So for instance, if you take 1,000 milligrams every hour and you get up to 5,000 milligrams and you notice your bowels are really loose, then you want to stay at 5,000. Don't go any higher. That's your maximum every day, 5,000 milligrams a day. Now, if you get up to 10 milligrams and nothing's happening with your bowels, your body's not absorbing it. You're pretty in need of lots of vitamin C. So try and get up to 10,000 milligrams a day, especially if you're sick, of vitamin C. The second one he recommends, apple pectin. This is the brand I bought, Nature's Plus, their tablets, 500 milligrams. This is just a bunch of fiber in tablets. It's equivalent to 20 grams of whole apples. And what Dr. Artis is saying is apple pectin has been proven to remove toxins better than other products. So you want to get those toxins out and get your body strong enough to build up your immune system. Third is magnesium. This is something he added to his protocol. But he's just saying these four are the most important, like magnesium. This is a liquid magnesium by Trace Minerals. So I love this one. I put it in my water. I put this in my lemon water in the morning. Every morning, I try to do intermittent fasting before noon. I don't eat any food before noon. What does that do? Fasting helps your body to heal. When you are not putting food in your body, it's doing a healing work. It's going through the process of healing every little piece, every cell in your body that needs healing when you don't put food in it. As my friend Tom Elamine, the breatharian, says, he eats no food, no water. He just breathes in all the elements in the universe. And he says food can be a poison in your body, especially if you're weak and tired. So give your body a break in the morning. Try some liquid magnesium in your hot lemon water in the morning. I even put a little salt in there because my blood pressure tends to be lower than average. So salt, lemon, or lime hot water with a little magnesium in it in the morning. It's great, doing great for you. And then lastly, his fourth supplement he recommends for prophylaxis prevention is selenium. We should all have been taking this. I haven't been taking it for a while. So I added it this week just because I heard from Dr. Artis giving these four tips for going into the colder weather. Selenium has a lot of research. All of these products that he recommends have tons of research, especially vitamin C. Linus Pauling, Pauling, has done all the research we could ever need on vitamin C to prove that it's beneficial to keep us healthy. That's vitamin C, apple pectin, magnesium, and selenium. Those four are the most important supplements going into the fall and winter months. So we're going to be giving you that type of news that you're not getting on the other news every day. We need to be in a sovereign state of mind. Let us all be in a sovereign state of mind, taking charge. Taking charge and being very conscious of who we are in this sacred temple. So we're going to give you some information from Sadhguru, 5 tips to improve your mental health. Keeping it simple, 5 tips, get your pen and paper, that can help you have a strong mind. And these are the 3 most important things that you want to maintain: your mental health, your exercise and movement, and your diet. So here, let's go into mental health.
These are 2 things which are going completely unused in today's world. This is the main reason for depression.
If you had to do only physical jobs, you eat one way. Mental things, another way. So eating the right kind of food becomes very necessary.
That means you're in ill health or you're heading there quickly, both physical and psychological.
If this is achieved, you have reasonably complete human beings who live their life fully.
The word health comes from the root word whole. That means feeling healthy means to be complete, a sense of wholeness within ourselves. For this to happen, our body should be vibrant, our physical energies must be vibrant, our mind must be joyful, emotion must be exuberant, Only then you feel a sense of wholeness. Essentially, within the human being, there is a certain allotment of energy for action, certain allotment of energy for intellect, certain allotment of energy for emotion. Like this, there are various allotments. This differs from person to person. But generally, the amount of energy allotted for, particularly for physical action and emotional dimension, these are two things which are going completely unused in today's world. This is the main reason for depression, believe me. Any number of children that they bring to me with all kinds of mental ailments, I just tell them first thing is some sport that they like, swimming, tennis, something, and music. These two things you bring into their life, within 3 months, most of the children, 80 to 85% of the children will recover quite wonderfully. Because without finding expression to their emotional dimension, and if without finding enough exertion for the physical body, they are bound to become depressive. Today it's become like this. Sunrise means they watch it on the phone screen. Sunset means they watch it on the phone screen. Yes? So losing connection with all that supports and manages our life is going to be a serious challenge of the future. But this is one thing that you can do. If you have children, vacation means don't take them to Mumbai, Bangalore, Dubai, some other place. Just take them, walk them in the jungle. Or take them on a small boat out there. Or whatever, some exposure to nature is needed. You will see how excited children will get and how involved they will become. You need to understand this. Your physical, your physiological and psychological health can be very easily managed if you are in touch with the elements of nature, of water, soil, light and things like that. If the more exposed you are, the more balanced you are both physiologically and psychologically, which must happen to every human being. In this country, we made food like this. If you had to do only physical jobs, you eat one way, mental things another way. But today none of us are in that condition. We have to be both physically sharp and mentally sharp, isn't it? That exclusivity of just physical work and mental work is gone. All of us need to be physically good and mentally good. So eating the right kind of food becomes very necessary. Particularly, some of the things were very, very positive or the ashwagandha. If you consume a glass of ashwagandha juice every day, you will see clearly the sharpness of your intellect will enhance itself. You'll be mentally much sharper than the way you are right now. Especially children must drink ashwagandha juice. Daily consumption of ashwagandha, you will see distinctly your mind seems to be clearer and sharper. This will be noticeable within a few weeks of consumption of ashwagandha. If you drink coffee, it gives you energy with agitation. You drink a glass of ashwagandha juice, it gives you enormous amount of energy. At the same time, it keeps you very, very calm. Daily consumption of honey can do wonderful things to you, especially if you have children at home. Make honey culture part of your thing. Psychological stability, physical well-being, vitality, all these things can be greatly enhanced. Simply consuming daily honey. Do you know, whatever cleansing process that happens in the body, whether emptying your bowels or emptying your bladder or exhalation or sweat, these are all different ways the body is trying to clean itself. In all these things, different bodies have different levels of efficiency. If you are in good health, if you are in very good health and if you are eating the right kind of food, when you empty your bowels, nothing, not a speck should remain in your colon. Everything should be gone. In yoga that's very, very important, your colon being clean. Otherwise, it will get into your head. Well, your colon not clean and psychological disturbances are very directly connected.
In the yogic understanding of life, after you wake up, within 20 minutes, naturally if the bowels don't empty themselves completely, that means you're in ill health or you're heading there quickly, both physical and psychological. It could be either, depending upon whichever is weakest in you, will break fast. First thing, if you go to an Ayurvedic doctor, whatever your problem, first thing is he'll purge you, because keeping the colon clean is very important. There are only four things with you right now that you can make use of: your body, your mind, your emotion and your energy. If you manage these four things well, they will produce a certain level of life for you. If you have a healthy body, you will live in one way. If you have a very stable and sharp mind, you live another way. If you have stable and exuberant emotions, you live another way. If you have a very effervescent sense of energy, which is also balanced at the same time, you live another way. Now, for most human beings who are in different various levels of activity in their life, they need all these four things to be in a reasonably good shape. So inner engineering is trying to cater to that, as to how to bring the human being to physical health, mental peace and joy, emotional stability and exuberance, and highly effervescent energy and balance within themselves. If this is achieved, you have reasonably complete human beings who live their life fully.
So that was wisdom from Sadhguru, and I'm going to go to the phones, 706-202, you're next. Wisdom from Sadhguru. We don't have any wisdom in our society much at all lately. When I look at the news and what is being promoted in the news on my phone, I don't even have a TV. I just check the news every now and then on my phone. What are they promoting on the news? Gala, some stupid gala, maybe not stupid to you. Rich people prancing around in dresses and all these what I call Halloween costumes. That was the big thing this week. Gala, some gala where the rich folks, and you had to be vaccinated to attend that. So I'm looking at all these people who had to have a jab to dress up in their Halloween costumes in September and perform and be beautiful and start. That was the big event in the news this week, the gala for rich people dressing up and performing. What? So that's why we need Sadhguru and more wisdom, because that type of advertising is as bad as the pharmaceuticals advertising every day that there's only one solution to the flu virus. So what? That's why I have a couple of more audios for you on wisdom. Wisdom is what we need more and more in our society on planet Earth today. People are protesting all over Europe, Australia, New York, because they don't like tyranny. And so if you don't like tyranny, don't get involved in galas and what the Kardashians are doing, because then you're in mental health problems, because then you're going to be desiring to be like the Kardashians and whoever else is out there prancing around promoting themselves. Ego, ego, ego. Because what that gala was just demonstrating is how big people's egos are and how much they want to be seen and promoted. And that's what they do for a living. Fine, do your thing. But don't let us not get involved in the behavior of unconscious people who are advertising themselves in their Halloween costumes in September. That's how I saw that. Listening to Sadhguru, I want to just point out one more thing before I go to the phone. There's been a saying for many years. I've been in the health business for over 30 years. And the saying was, death begins in the colon. And Sadhguru brings this out beautifully about emptying your intestines every day. This is key. If you are suffering from constipation and you're not doing anything about it, you're going to eventually have health problems, challenges. Because if you're not emptying the bowels, that means you're producing, you're promoting irritable bowel syndrome, where stuff is leaking into your blood. And your microbiome is not going to be very healthy if you've got a lot of poop sitting in there and your microbiome can't work to get the messengers into the blood and the brain. Because your microbiome, the majority of your microbes are in your gut, in your large intestine. So you want to keep things moving, moving out, and especially parasites. By the way, we're coming up on a full moon this week, and I think the moon is full on Monday. Important moon coming up, full moon. But what's really important is the parasites are going to be active during the full moon. So you want to get your ivermectin, if you're on that protocol, get out your ivermectin especially and do some work in your black walnut hulls and your green hull, all the things you use to kill parasites. This is the week in to do that. And then, as Dr. Artis said, give it a rest for 4 days. You do 5 days of active parasite cleansing with black walnut hulls and all you, whatever you have in your regimen, and especially ivermectin. If you've been on that protocol, it's a great protocol. I'm going to have to play something about ivermectin because people are being advertised, scared out of it. And then 4 days of rest, and keep that up until you're feeling better. When you're getting rid of those parasites, you'll start feeling better. So let me go to the phones. Let's see, what time is it? Almost time for a break, but we can go to the phones. 706-202, I believe that's Kwame Sunhorse. How are you, back in Georgia yet?
Yeah, I'm here until Monday, and then I'm going to Arkansas. Well, Grand Rising first.
Grand Rising. It's nice to hear your clear, strong voice.
Well, thank us. And you giving the airways of knowledge and truth is always a pleasure to hear. So the part Sadhguru was saying and listening to him, and he's talking from the space over there in India, but the part is that he's talking Overground Railroad, because he's saying, you know, get back to nature, take the children not to Mumbai, but to take them out in the forest and take them on the water. And that's part of what we're saying here, but
yeah,
being able to reconnect and get out of that energy. But he talked about depression, and then you're talking about also the colon. This is what we're doing when we depress, when you're pressing down into yourself, all of that gunk, it gets caught in the colon, because the colon is the escape way for it to come out. But if we're not in a regiment, a regular, or if you're not knowing how to empty that colon, you know, the thing when I go on a fast, I would always take a glass of warm water and a tablespoon or a teaspoon of Epsom salt. And Epsom salt is a really good laxative, that it will empty out that whole colon and intestinal tract. So these are tools in which we have to begin to look at. And like you're saying, this is the full moon and that cycle of water, you know, because the moon moves the tides and the oceans. So it also moves the human mind. And you have to understand is why they put more police and emergency rooms staff up, because on the days leading into the full moon and after the full moon, it's very critical that people become lunatics.
Like
to call it. Yeah, it's lunar. It's really lunar, because it has an effect on the human brain, because the brain is 80% water. So we look at how this is going, and the other thing that is really critical too, and overstanding all of these things and tools, but you've got to disconnect from this addiction called the weapon of mass destruction, these cell phones. If you can go and eliminate half a day without being connected to it, you will find out, being in nature and being disconnected from that phone, you'll find out your frequencies will change. The frequencies in your body and mind will change when you go into nature and leave your phone in the car, or leave your phone, but do not take it on your person. you will see that your frequency will change quickly. It'll adapt right back to the nature's frequency. And we have to begin to know how to do this, because this was part of my presentation, that in recovery, I'm an alcoholic and an addict. And the thing that it says, we admitted we were powerless over alcohol, or we admitted we were powerless over our addiction. Now we're going to have this new phrase of, we admitted we were powerless over our smartphones, our iPads, and our laptops, because this is what the next addiction, because it's attacking the same part of the brain and creating the dopamine addiction that the drugs and alcohol does. So we have to prepare how we're going to deal with this generation that right now has been given this as a tool for technical knowledge, but we got to give them balance and taking them back in nature, like Sadhguru says, and we say about the overgrown railroad.
Okay, so Kwame, I want to hold that thought for a minute. When we come back from the break, I want you to tell us about, number one, the Epsom salt, because that's so important, ways to empty the colon. And Kwame just shared Epsom salt is one. We're going to share two more ways, but I want you to tell us exactly how much Epsom salt you're using, because the colon affects your mental health. Why? Because your microbiome is a majority in the colon, and it communicates to your brain. There is a brain and gut connection. And if your gut is clogged, guess what? You're going to have a clogged brain. But we'll be right back to talk a little bit about the colon, because, again, death begins in the colon. That's a very old phrase that I learned many years ago, and that's why many of us were doing a lot of colonics and enemas, coffee enemas, for years trying to get our health. So we'll be right back after these minutes.
Hi, this is John Alexander.
And I'm Naima Latif. Meet people like you who are making a positive difference in the world.
Big difference.
Watch us every day on The Media Connection at www.youtube.com/TheMediaConnectionTV.
YouTube it. We'll see you soon.
There are people who choose to make a positive difference in the world. Our job is to bring you their stories to motivate you to do the same. Join us each week, host John Alexander and Naima Latif, as we bring you the educators, entertainers, elected officials, religious leaders, and community activists whose works are transforming this world. Find out how you can make a difference, too. Be inspired. Watch The Media Connection.
Mondays at 5 p.m. and Tuesdays at 12 noon on cable TV, Channel 19 in Chicago. And other cities, check your local cable listings.
Do you worry about finances, family, health, job, relationships? Are you in pain? Do you feel stuck? If you answered yes to any of these questions, help is available. Don't worry, you're not alone. It's part of the human process. You only feel this way because you haven't mastered the voices in your head. No hype, just down to earth, solid, workable tools and techniques that you can practice daily. It's really food for the soul. Whether you want to learn how not to worry about anything, reverse type 2 diabetes, publish a book, promote your product or service, or just make extra money. To take advantage of the deal of the day, go to ZeldaSpeaks.com or call 312-409-6619. Mention promo code The Female Solution and get free shipping. That's ZeldaSpeaks.com or 312-409-6619. Stop worrying today. Visit ZeldaSpeaks.com.
And we're back. We're talking today about improving your mental and emotional health, especially because it's suicide prevention month, September. And over the last year, we've had more suicides than all over, especially in the UK. They had a record number of suicides. We've had a record number of opiate addiction, overdosing. So we need to talk about this. And I played an audio in the last hour from teenagers who suggested that one of the ways to prevent suicide in that group is just to listen and support them. And especially, I think, recommend music that can raise their frequency and their thoughts. So we're talking about mental health, and Kwame brought up an excellent point about emptying, how to empty the colon, because death begins in the colon. I don't know if you've ever heard that. That's an old phrase or saying that I learned many years ago in the health industry about death. So we were doing a lot of coffee enemas and getting colonics, and we were making sure this colon was clean, because when we heard that one, death begins in the colon, we focused on that. Now, years later, we know that in the colon, in your large intestine, is a family, an army, let's just say an army of microbes called the microbiome in your colon. So if your colon is clogged, that army of microbiome is going to have a hard, challenging time doing their job if you've got a bunch of crap in there that's not moving out. So we want to just give you a few tips on how to move that stuff out the colon. And there's many ways to do it. Kwame mentioned Epsom salt. So do you have a formula or amount that you use when you do your Epsom salt?
Well, and thank you, because it's a natural ingredient. And the thing that I use is a tablespoon in an 8-ounce glass of water, warm water. And then once you stir it up in that, it's really nasty. But once you do it, you just sit and you listen to your body as it begins to work it, because you'll hear it doing its job in your intestinal walls. And just be prepared, you know, drink some juice afterwards, and kind of, like you said, when we did enemas, you always lay on your side, because I think it's the left side the colon is on. And you massage that area, and you begin to work that water and that Epsom salt drink, and begin to move it, because there have been studied, I know I've had a colonic done, and it's stuff that's in your bile that's been on your wall of your colon 10, 15 years.
Yep.
10 and 15 years worth of bile that's piled up on the wall of the colon, and that's what's blocking the microbiome, is because it begins to layer. This is a good way to do this, and it's not too many people nowadays is doing it. But when our grandparents and our parents, some of our old elders, our parents would clean chitlins,
oh,
how they would have to clean, they would have to turn them inside out. And that's the same thing you see that's in your body, the same thing that they have to scrape the walls of that to get down to the fleshy meat that can be cooked and eaten. But they have to remove all of that bile that's pressed up against the inner walls of that intestines.
So let me tell you a quick chitlin story. I ate a lot of chitlins as a child. My mother was a chitlin of extraordinaire cleaner. I remember watching her clean chitlins and smelling. You had to get out of the house, it smelled so bad. But she used a pressure cooker to clean those chitlins, threw them in there, and then we'd throw some mustard, hot sauce, whatever your favorite condiment was, and we'd slap in some coleslaw and spaghetti. Ooh, that was good. Back in the day when I was a child. Now, years later, when I was cleaning out my body, I was doing this sea vegetable, I forget the name of it, detox. It was like a 7-day detox. And I remember going to the bathroom, Kwame and everybody, and I smelled chitlins. I hadn't had chitlins for probably 20 years or more. And when this sea vegetable detox was just cleaning me out, all just everything, your colon, everything. And I'm in the bathroom thinking, oh, my goodness, that smells like chitlins coming out. So, yeah, you're so right. That stuff clings to the walls of your colon. And if you haven't done a major detox clean of the colon, colonics, enemas, and the colon runs from one side of your body to the other. It runs from the right hip to the left. And your left side is where the colon comes down and empties out the anus in the back. So, yeah, it's important, even to when you're doing an enema, we would sit, lay on one side and massage the colon all the way from the right to the left. So there's a process. But it's important, because I was experiencing a lot of health challenges. And when I did that sea vegetable clean and those chitlins came out, woo, it's like I had new energy and everything just opened up. So thank you for that. And here's the Epsom salt is one of the ways you can get that colon clean. Another is baking soda. I've done many baking soda colon cleanses. You take either a teaspoon or two in 8 ounces of water, warm water, and within an hour, I say, you're running to the bathroom. That stuff is coming out. And then another, of course, vitamin C. If you're doing a high amount of vitamin C, you're going to have loose bowels. It helps to clean the colon out. So we're encouraging you before it gets cold, the weather changes, let's do some colon cleansing for your mental health. Your brain and your gut are connected. There's a connection. The gut and the brain are always communicating. And if the gut is clogged, it's going to be a problem with the communication. Go ahead. And then we got a caller, 779.
Okay. And it's what we were taught earlier. Our grandparents, I know my grandmother used to do it. Every seasonal, she would come around at times and saying, okay, you got to take the castor oil and a piece of orange. What she would do is she would flush your system come fall, come winter, come spring, come summer. It's because they knew you had to flush out all of that that you consumed in that seasonal. And we understood that we ate seasonal foods. And this is the part that we've gotten away from. We eat to fill up, not to live.
We're eating for comfort these days. I'm telling you, when I look at all the food in the grocery store, and then I can't help but check out people's carts at the checkout counter, and liters of Diet Coke, liters of 7-Up, liters of Coke, and then the dead animals come out. And, you know, I'm standing there waiting to check out, and I'm just, you know, trying to be cool. But I'm like looking at what people are unloading from their carts. It's like, whoa, no wonder people are sick and dying. You're blaming, we've got people blaming a damn virus, an invisible element that's everywhere in nature. And then they're unloading their carts with dead animals, liters of soda, and let's not forget the treats, the sweets, the cookies and the cakes and the chips and all that. And I'm like, wow, this is what people are sick on. They're using food for comfort, I'm sure. It ain't about nutrition because my brother Elitam Elamim is over there in India eating nothing at all and drinking nothing. He's flying around India barefoot and having the time of his life. So there's a spectrum here of no eating, no drinking, and then on the other end is let's have a party every day with Coke and fries and chips and all the dead animals. So let's get moved for closer to breatharian lifestyle where we don't have to eat a whole lot of food for comfort especially. So I've opened the mic of 779-801. Your mic is open. Welcome.
Thank you. Grand Rising, this is Maika.
Grand Rising, hey. Maika, how are you today?
I'm doing wonderful, thank you.
When I tuned in,
you were talking about wisdom. And so I went to one of my favorite lost books of the Bible, which is with the Book of Wisdom. And I want to read something from the first chapter. Love uprightness, you who are rulers on earth, be properly disposed towards the Lord and seek him in simplicity of heart. For he will be found by those who do not put him to the test, revealing himself to those who do not mistrust him. Perverse thoughts, however, separate people from God, and power, when put to the test, confounds the stupid. Wisdom will never enter the soul of a wrongdoer, nor dwell in a body enslaved to sin. For the Holy Spirit of instruction flees deceitfulness, recoils from unintelligent thoughts, and is thwarted by the onset of vice. I'm going to stop there, which is the fifth verse, but it's just the first verse is just so awesome as it introduces you to wisdom and how she dwells in the upright or the righteous. You know, they say righteousness exalteth a nation. And it does. And striving to be anything less than righteous is really a waste of time and energy. So, you know, I asked a question to Dr. Green yesterday in terms of those people who we heard years ago were crack babies. You know, there was a whole big number of people who were crack babies, and then it seems nobody even talked about them anymore. And so my thing was, well, how do you identify those now adult crack babies? Who are they? You know, because they just melted into the population. Obviously, they have some deficiencies that a lot of people don't have, who weren't crack babies, but, you know, what's up? And I remember one of the answers she gave, she said they're overly emotional. That's one thing. I don't remember the rest. I got to go back and check it out. But they're overly emotional. And then the whole opiate addiction, she said it's the same thing as the crack babies. You know, they come out jittery. They come out, you know, not being able to latch to the mother's breast and things like that. You know, she gave a whole list of things, which was really cool. I recommend her show because she's very knowledgeable, Dr. Green, on Thursdays. And so we have all these suicides. The question becomes, who are these people who are killing themselves? Are these people like that who are crack babies, who are overly emotional, who, you know, shame is the emotion that is next to suicide. Suicide comes at with great shame, you know, things you've done or said that you feel so bad about, you don't think you can live another day. So these lower emotions, if not managed and eliminated, can lead people to suicide. And I wish you'd do a show on the lower emotions, on the emotion chart, so that we can really look at how these emotions are affecting people in the most negative way and how to transform them. So thank you. Those are my comments for today. Have a blessed day.
You too. Thank you so much for that that prayer, that reading, because a lot of adults are going back to the Bible for just comfort, salvation, and all that. But let me play a little something by Gabor Mate on how childhood trauma plays into what you just talked about, overly emotional. That's an interesting phrase, people are overly emotional. I don't know if it's that simple, but that's one way to look at it. But Dr. Gabor Mate is the expert, in my opinion, on addictions and suicide and all that, because he's worked in that area for many years, and he had his own childhood experience. But I think he breaks it down better than anyone where the pain is coming from. We had crack babies because adults were in pain, and the only way they knew how to soothe their pain was crack at the time. Whether it's alcohol, food, or other drugs, we've got a lot of people in pain. Why are they in pain? Let's listen to a little bit of Dr. Gabor's wisdom on child trauma.
So an addiction is a complex psychological, physiological process, but which manifests in any behavior that a person enjoys, finds relief in, and therefore craves in the short term, but suffers negative consequences in the long term and doesn't give up despite the negative consequences. So craving, pleasure, relief in the short term, negative consequences in the long term, inability to give it up. Now, notice I have said nothing about substances. I said any behavior. So it could be related to cocaine, crystal meth, heroin, fentanyl, marijuana, nicotine, alcohol, whatever. Could also be sex, gambling, internet, relationships, shopping, eating, work, extreme sports, working out, pornography, any number of human activities. So I said any behavior. Now, the official definition of addiction, according to the American Society for Addiction Medicine, is that this is a primary brain disorder. It arises in the brain, largely due to genetic reasons. This is how they see it. And I say that's just not true. The other popular idea about addiction is that it's a choice that somebody makes, that people choose to be addicted, which is what the legal system is based on. Because if people are not choosing, what are we punishing them for? And although I think the medical definition is closer to the truth, I don't see it as a genetic, it's a genetic disorder, and I don't see it as a primary brain disorder. So let me perhaps show you why, if that's okay. A human being has two fundamental needs, apart from the physical needs, in infancy, in childhood. One is for attachment. Now, attachment is the closeness and proximity with another human being for the sake of being looked after, or for the sake of looking after the other. Now, human beings, as mammals, and even birds, are creatures of attachment. We have to connect and attach because otherwise we don't survive. If there's nobody that's motivated to take care of us, to attach to us that way, and we're not motivated to attach to others, we just can't survive. One additional thing is that the endorphins, which are the body's internal opiate chemicals, which heroin and all the other opiates resemble, they help to facilitate attachment. So if you take infant mice and you knock out their endorphin receptors so they don't have endorphin opiate activity in their brain, they won't cry for help and separate from their mothers, which would mean that they would die in the wild. And which goes back to what happens in early in childhood when there's stress and trauma, these endorphin systems don't develop. And then when people do heroin, it feels like a warm, soft hug to them. They feel love and connection for the first time. That's why it's so powerful. But so we have this need for attachment, without which obviously the human infant, who is the most helpless, the most dependent, the least mature of any creature in the universe at birth, cannot survive without the attachment. And that attachment relationship, given that we have the longest period of development of any creature, you know, well into adolescence and beyond, attachment is not a negotiable need. But we have another need, which is authenticity. Now, authenticity, out of the self, means being connected to ourselves, just knowing what we feel and being able to act on it. So that means our gut feelings. So let's look at how human beings evolved. For hundreds of thousands of years, and for 100,000 years or so of this species existing on Earth, how did we live? We didn't live in cities and houses and so on. We lived out there in the wild until very recently in human existence. Now, just how long do you survive in the wild if you're not connected to your gut feelings? Not very long. If you start using your intellect instead of your gut feelings, you just don't survive. So that's a powerful survival need as well. So attachment is a survival need. Authenticity is a survival need. But what happens if your authenticity threatens your attachment relationships? For example, as a two-year-old, you get angry because you didn't get that cookie before dinner. But your parents can't handle anger because they grew up in homes when there was rageaholism and they're terrified at the very expression of anger. So they give you the message that good little kids don't get angry. The message you receive is not that good little kids don't get angry, but that angry little kids don't get loved. Because your parents are now sullen, they won't look at you, they talk to you in a harsh way, you're not getting loved. Not experiencing love at that moment. Now, but you got to stay attached. Guess what you're going to suppress? The authenticity every time. And this is how we lose connection to ourselves and to our gut feelings. So that, strangely enough, that very dynamic, which is essential for human survival in a natural setting, not becomes a threat to our survival in this more modern setting, where to stay authentic is to threaten attachment. And so we give up our authenticity, and then we wonder who the hell we are, and whose life is this, and who's experiencing all this, and this life doesn't... and who am I really? And so that's where the reconnection has to happen. That's where the healing happens, is with that reconnection. But it's because of that conflict, that tragic conflict in childhood between authenticity and attachment that most of us face, that we lose ourselves and lose connection to our gut feelings. Now, this leads to the question of trauma, because it's one thing to recognize that all this originates in childhood pain, it's quite another to transform that pain. And for that, we have to understand what trauma is. So people often think that trauma is what happens to you. So trauma is a divorce when you were small and your parents fighting. Trauma is your mother's depression. Trauma is your father's alcoholism. Trauma is your parents' argumentation. Trauma is physical or sexual abuse or some loss. Those aren't the traumas. Those are traumatic. But the trauma is not what happens to you. The trauma is what happens inside you. And as a result of these traumatic events, what happens inside you is you get disconnected from your emotions and you're disconnected from your body. And you have difficulty being in the present moment. And you develop a negative view of your world and a negative view of yourself and a defensive view of other people. And these perspectives keep showing up in your life in the present. So in other words, the addiction is not the primary problem. It's an attempt to solve a problem. And then the real question is, how did the problem arise? In other words, this is where my theory is, that it's always rooted in childhood trauma, mm-hmm. and that the addiction is an attempt to deal with the effects of childhood trauma, which it does temporarily, mm-hmm. while it creates even more problems in the long term. And so the issue is not just to recognize what happened 10, 15, 30, however many years ago, but to actually recognize the manifestations in the present moment and to transcend them. And how do you do that? By reconnecting with yourself, by restoring the connection with your body primarily, and with your emotions that you lost. And once you do, when you found these things again, then you have what we call recovery. Because what does it mean to recover something? It means to find it again. So what is it that people find when they recover? They find themselves. And the loss of self is the essence of trauma. So the real purpose of addiction treatment, mental health treatment, any kind of healing, is reconnection.
That up in light of what we're talking about today, especially suicide prevention, what Dr. Gabor Maté just outlined for us all is that we are all craving pleasure from birth. We are craving pleasure of sucking on mama's tits, mama hugging us, mama looking in our eyes from the time we come out of the womb. And when we don't get that, when we lose that attachment to mama and the pleasure, we grow up and suicide happens, for instance, when someone needs a permanent solution, in my opinion, to a temporary problem. What's the temporary problem? They're not being loved. They're not feeling loved. They're craving pleasure. And they may have been getting that pleasure from cocaine or alcohol or sex. And all of a sudden, that's not enough. And they want to take their life. So what Dr. Gabor is pointing out, that it goes back to childhood trauma, which is why those teenagers are crying out to us to listen to them. Sit down, listen to them, talk to them, hear their cry, their concerns, and talk about the pleasure that they crave and the relief that we're all looking for in the short term. I see people filling up their shopping carts with all this crap because it's comforting to them. Coca-Cola is comforting in some way, or other chips. I love my chips sometimes. I stopped eating chips because of one major reason. There's too many oils in those chips that are rancid. And so as I've grown in my knowledge of health and nutrition, when you're eating chips that have been cooked in any type of oil, you're creating free radicals in your body because that oil is in a form that the body doesn't recognize. You think about sunflower seed oil or almond oil or any of the oils that they put in these chips. That was first a seed. And then they took that seed and they processed the hell out of it with machines, metal machines, crushed it, smashed it, and they made oil out of it, right? So the form that most of these oils are in is so toxic to the body that if you're eating chips every night and enjoying them chips and them oils and all the other stuff they put in some chips, some people don't even care about all the other crap that's in there. But I just started thinking about when my body is either in pain, discomfort, constipated, whatever, I'm looking at, okay, what have I been putting in my body lately? And those chips with the oil are usually the problem, because that's my comfort food, chips and dip and whatever. That was my comfort food for a long time. Every night I had to have some chips and some dip, or some hummus. Hummus was one of my favorites. And all of those things are processed, heated, and the body's digestion has to work overtime. When what Dr. Gabor is saying, we're just craving pleasure. And especially for me at night, that's when I'm craving pleasure. So I'm eating, I used to snack on everything at night. That's where I get in trouble, is at night snacking, wanting pleasure. So food brings us pleasure. And it's a relief in the short term only. So those who might be considering suicide, they're looking for a permanent solution, that is death, and exit out of here for a temporary problem. What's the temporary problem? They need comfort. They need pleasure. They need to be attached. And as he also mentioned, authenticity. We lose that because of what I think Kwame describes as nature deficit disorder, ADD, nature deficit disorder. We lose our authenticity knowing how to have that gut feeling, because we haven't been in nature connecting to the stars, the moon, the grass, the clouds, and all those things that fed us back in our ancestors back in the day, sunshine. And so many of us are in a state of conflict in our body. The desire, the authenticity we're craving is nature. To be in nature and be able to develop our gut feeling. We were talking about the gut, having a clean colon, so that our gut feelings can come forth, which create mental health. So I'm going to leave it at that for now. Take our last break. When we come back, I'll go to the phones one more time. And then I want to touch on a few news items that we really need to translate into good news, because they're bombarding people with these negative items every day. And we need to translate it into good news so that you're not reaching for the donuts. Krispy Kreme is offering 2 donuts now if you get the jab. Oh, my goodness. Let's just keep our higher thoughts out there. And we're going to go to one more commercial break.
What if you could live to be 120 years old and remain active, healthy, alert, and vibrant? Our bodies are made up of cells that are constantly rejuvenating. So if we take proper care of ourselves, we can literally defy aging. Join us every Tuesday from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time to learn about cell care from Susan Essentials on the Female Solution Blog Talk Radio Show. Learn how to help your body and your cells feel rejuvenated each day through proper nutrition, sleep, frequency medicine, and many unconventional methods of self-care. I'm Jody Susan. Join me and my amazing guests by calling in at 515-605-9325 and press 1 to speak. We'll help you achieve a breakthrough in your health today.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif. Join me and my co-host Kareem Hamid every Wednesday morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. on the Female Solution Radio Show, as we explore that relationship that is the foundation for our society, the relationship between men and women, husbands and wives. Join our discussion as we seek to repair broken family ties and rebuild our community. Listen online at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution. Call in and comment 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak to our hosts. Or you can join us live on Facebook at www.facebook.com/the-female-solution.
Hey, it's time to take charge of your health. I'm Viata, your holistic life coach, and every Friday morning at 8 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time, I'm here on The Female Solution to empower you to make choices that will assist your evolution to abundant health.
I'm also blogging every Sunday evening at 8 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time at Soul Purpose Healing, where I bring you a spiritual chiropractic adjustment to bring you back into alignment with our Creator's love, compassion, and wisdom. Join me every Friday morning at 8 a.m. and Sunday evening at 8 p.m. for a time of unity, enlightenment, and love vibration. Shalom. Improving our mental health, which is connected to our gut. So when you improve your gut, your colon, get colonics, enemas, eat fiber-rich foods, and do your apple pectin. Apple pectin is one of the supplements Dr. Artis recommends. And if you can afford it, that's always about affording things, then you're going to be helping your colon, actually, because all that fiber is going to go through there and create more good microbes. Right? Prebiotics consist of foods that are high in fiber and foods that are fermented, like pickles and sauerkraut. So do some good things for your colon so you'll have better mental health. Someone made a comment about the two Krispy Kreme donuts. Does anybody think about how insane that is, that this corporation, Krispy Kreme donut, any donut company, would offer a drug, really? Donuts are drugs, honey. We used to go to the donut factory when I was in college after we'd been getting high all day, all night partying. We'd be at the donut factory at 4 in the morning looking for more crispy, looking for more donuts, for more drugs, basically, at 4 and 5 in the morning. I think about my life in the college life, looking for donuts that would give us another high. So we got a corporation that has offered donuts in exchange for a medical intervention that will affect your blood, your brain, and your whole life. Oh, my God. Is there? That's why I do these shows twice a week, because there's a level of insanity in our society that you just can't explain. But we can come together twice a week and talk about the insanity, but then we have to overcome it with wisdom, like Maika gave us some wisdom. And Kwame, all the people who contribute, I look for wisdom from you, because we don't have any in our society. And Dr. Gabor brings some very deep wisdom about childhood trauma and attachments and authenticity and the simple fact that we're all craving pleasure. That's really the simple fact to all of this. And where do you get your pleasure? Is it in donuts or chips or chitlins or Coca-Cola? Where are you getting your pleasure that's going to have consequences in your body, more than likely? So you're opening the phone to 773-977. Your mic is open.
Well, good morning to all. This is Lois here in Chicago in the South Shore area. And thanking God for everyone today. It's just a blessing for us to be alive and to be privileged to listen to this show. Involving our colon and involving our total condition in this world that's full of demonic people. And I was wondering, out of some of us that were given the castor oil and the orange, and there was an enema that my mother would give us all, and, you know, we'd have to line up with the castor oil and the orange. I was wondering if anyone knew what solution they put in the enemas back in the day. I don't know if it was salt or it was soda. I don't know, but there was a solution that, so if anyone knows that, I would like to get the answer to it. Also, there was a lady that we, I think we all heard about, who killed her son last week, a student at the Robert A. Black School on 91st and Jeffrey. And they stated that it was over a SIM card, that she all of a sudden just lost her SIM card out of her phone and accused this child of the SIM card. He's a seventh grader. And so she said, I'm going to ask you one more time for my card. And he said, Mom, I don't have your card. And she shot it. And then they said that She got on the phone and called people. He got my SIM card. I know he took it and that. And after she talked to everyone, she went back to the child while he was bleeding and shot him again. And no, she said, I'm going to ask you one more time about my SIM card. And he said, Mom, I don't have it. And she never called for any help, but she shot him again and killed him. And so I'm wondering if this lady might have been injected with this virus shot, and that if all of our people are going to start acting crazy or something around here. Now, lastly, I just want to say that, you know, nobody but God allowed us to be here today. I feel that if we don't just appreciate the fact that we can see, we can talk, we can walk, you know, we can bathe ourselves, we're going to put some food in, we're going to eat something. He's been providing for us a long time. How many of us just say, Lord, I just want to thank you, Jesus, or thank you, God, or thank you, Jehovah, or thank you, somebody. We don't want to do that. So that's my comment for today, and thank you for this time. God bless you all, and I love you.
We love you too, Lois. Thank you for your comment. I never got an enema as a child, so I can't tell you what parents were doing back then. I don't even remember my mother giving me castor oil. But as Kwame said, and I've talked to many elders who had that experience, they were getting the castor oil at least, but no enemas. And as far as someone killing their son like that, that sounds to me more like a meth addiction. That is what people do when they're on meth or some, that drug changes you into some demonic force that you do things like shoot your child over a SIM card. That doesn't sound like something from a jab. The jab to me doesn't create that type of mental disorder that quickly. What meth does. I've seen some crazy activity when people are on meth. They actually look demonic. So that I wouldn't put that on the jab personally. But I would say we've got a lot of people out there, especially Chicago, unfortunately, who have lost their minds with guns. They we hear more stuff than from Chicago than any other city late or in the last past few months about people killed. But that is why we're talking about mental health, because the behavior we're seeing, besides the jab, is like people are on meth or cocaine or something. Why? They're craving pleasure. They're craving relief. They're craving attachment. And so we who are conscious, we want to pay attention to the teenagers. Go ahead, Kwame, and then Mama AC has pressed one. Go ahead.
Right, and what she's speaking to about that incident of the young man, and that's really sad, that's what I spoke about, the addiction that is being perpetuated with the frequency of the phones. Because of the energy in which people have been put into, some people's minds are weaker than the others, or some people's minds are strong enough to deal with it. It's happening is that this is a new tool of mind control, the same way opioids, all of this that, you know, this is what the whole conference was about addiction. All of these different addictions, the level of addictions, even to the point where Gabor Amante was saying is that, you know, it's not the trauma, it's what we were traumatized, what is going on inside of us. And when Maika was speaking about the shame and suicide, that's the next level, because shame is the lowest frequency, and the only other thing is death. Because the pain that a person lives with when they've done something that they know that was incorrect, they can't bring themselves up out of that shame, so they rather take themselves away. Because I learned in treatment is that most alcoholics and addicts are suicidal. We just take a slower way to kill ourselves.
Right. So thank you, Kwame. Excellent point. This is complicated. Just doing a show today to improve our mental and emotional health, it's not a simple solution. It's not a simple problem. As Gabor Mate says, it starts back in childhood, attachments we didn't get as children. And then it becomes, as an adult, recognizing when you're out of balance with the Creator's love, compassion, and wisdom. you know, the word sin may come up, but I look at sin as just being out of alignment with the creator and nature. When you're out of alignment, your spinal cord starts to move and do things and give you pain and inflammation. Inflammation is just a sign that you're out of alignment with nature, in my opinion. And that means you're eating, you're drinking, you're talking, you're thinking. So we're just here to remind each other about what we need to do to get back in alignment and get back to nature. So Mama AZ, your mic is open. Give us an update. Where are you and what's going on?
Grand Rising family. Dr. V, can you hear me?
Yes, we can. Go right ahead.
Greetings, Brother Kwame Sunhorse. Greetings, Lois. I wholeheartedly agree with your comment, my dear sister. I really do. I tune in late. I'm here at my apartment, recognizing and just being grateful to be able to be here and realizing how deep the energies are everywhere, distortion everywhere. I didn't fully hear what the episode was with the SIM card and the young man or something. But anyway, family, we have to be grateful for every breath that we are able to take, every step that we are able to take. And that's my comment. I can go on and on, but I'm back here in Sierra Vista for a little while, and I'm having a reasoning with the universe, the creator, the most high, God, Yahweh, however you choose to label whatever, as to what direction that I'm going to go in from this very point. Because I will say this, I'm still not able to walk, and I don't really know if I want to go through another procedure. I know I got to get this medicine stent out, this spacer. However, I'm in really deep prayer because I feel an alignment with the universe without having that mechanism in my body. My leg is short, 4 inches shorter, and I'm looking at it and talking to it, and I'm like, okay, do you really want to do this for the 40th time? 4-0, family. Do you really want to do this? So I don't know. I'm just now being just grateful for breath, being grateful that I could sleep in my bed such as it is, and reaching out for help to reconstruct my life. Because family, I do know this. If we do not get back to nature, the oneness with Mother Earth, many of us, jab or no jab, however, like Brother Kwame Sunhorse says, nature is the key. Because when I look at my journey, if I had not started at 4 or 5 years old digging my first pit at Pleasant Lake in Arizona on the lake and sleeping in that pit, I know that I would not be where I am today with the Brother Kwame Sunhorses, with the Brother Harris's, you, Dr. V, and many others who are on this page. Go to nature and thank us, Dr. Maika. Go to the earth, people, family. I could go on, but it's all good at another time. And I thank you for this platform, Dr. Lateef. Thank us.
Thank us. We send out lots of love energy and healing energy and wisdom to Mama AZ, who's been on this very long journey with her body and with the spirits around her and the ancestors. Mama AZ is one of these people who hears from the ancestors. So we appreciate all of your comments and all your input into this platform and all the female solutions. So thank you. We got one more caller. 407-797. I don't think I've opened up your mic, but your mic is open now. 407-797.
Good morning, my very, very wisdom accrued brothers and sisters. You know, there are some very, very high conscious people that are tuned into this program, and I really appreciate that. So I wonder if somebody can maybe help me, because I'm struggling with trying to overstand. I know that our ancestors endured such great suffering and pain so that we could have a brighter and better life. And we, in many cases, are the very, very dreams of their aspirations. But I do comprehend that the whole import of the Catholic religion essentially gave our grandcestors the ability to overcome an incredible mental health situation. They had something to hold on to, something to believe in, something to give them the ability to go on, that there would be a brighter day, that there would be a good way, a good outcome from all of their suffering. And that maintained, I think, their mental stability in order for them to be able to give us the opportunity of life and the pursuit of happiness that we have. But I wonder this, and I wonder if somebody can shed some light on this. The whole concept in the Western religion is that, you know, God is something that should be worshipped and praised, and, you know, and when you die, you go to heaven where you'll sit around and praise God all the time. So is God on a grand ego trip and needs to be constantly stroked? I mean, what is the meaning value of this whole concept of you know what we're supposed to be experiencing in the afterlife as a reward for all of our suffering? And again, I really, really struggle to understand how you know, people can oppress you, kill you, murder you, all of your existence, and can have you believe that at the end of your life, this same image being is going to be standing and waiting with open arms and say, "Welcome to heaven, where you can come up here and praise me some more." Can somebody give me some insight into this?
Well, I'm going to start, and then Kwame Sunhorse, your mic is open. I'll let you complete it if you want. First of all, I did a show on Sunday about belief systems. So I think to start, to answer your question about G-O-D, many of us grew up in going to Sunday school and the Catholic system that said Jesus is your savior and you're going to be all right if you go to Jesus. That, you know, that's the belief system. Many of us grew up, especially Black folks, we were going to the Baptist church and singing the praises and all that. So that was Sunday school. Then we went into kindergarten and we learned other things and blah, blah, blah. And then life started teaching us, wow, who is this God? Who really is this God? And many of us, I don't know about everybody, but many of us started saying, well, I think this G-O-D is inside of me. I'm listening. I'm gaining what Barbara Matei talked about, authenticity. I'm learning to go inside and hear, listen to my gut feelings about everything. And many of us started saying, well, this G-O-D is not really out there as much as he's in here. So that's when meditation comes in as you grow and mature and you start going out into the woods and talking to trees. And you say, well, these trees are nature. These trees are G-O-D. And I'm looking at some other things around here. This looks like G-O-D. Yahweh, I call him Yahuwah. But everybody's belief system is where we have conflict in this society. Because you got a lot of Christians right now thinking an injection is going to save them. Even though they take on the name of Jesus, and God. But they still believe that the medical system and Fauci and all those people are important sources of information and savior. So it's all about belief systems, and that's where I'm going to end. And then Kwame has gone into another area of enlightenment with the Native American experience. Kwame, I'll let you say the final words on what Jonathan has brought up about G-O-D.
Well, and I thank Jonathan. Yeah, I'm here. And I thank Jonathan. And the concept that the Catholic Church took in creating the G-O-D, and what the concept was is that they went across the world taking the gold, the oils like frankincense and myrrh, and the drugs, the nutritions and things that they learned from the indigenous people, because indigenous people had no word called G-O-D. We had no word for G-O-D. We knew that the Creator was in everything and in us. We were, in essence, what Gabor Amante was saying, recover. Recover your God self, because you are made in the image Creator. We are the youngest thing that was made on this planet. And so what we're here to do is to be the stewards of the Creator. We're the image of our Creator. And so what we're reflecting from the inside out, because love and happiness is an inside job. And what we've been given charge to give someone else the charge to say that, oh, you got to do this. People talk about wanting to go to heaven from all of this preaching and doing this, but don't nobody want to die. People want to go to heaven, but don't nobody want to die. How is that? That if the heaven is within, and the understanding is that you do not die, because energy is created and it never dies. So if you are the Creator, you know, by overstanding and believing in self and in the sources of yourself, that you are the energy that will exist, because you're the Alpha and the Omega. You're the beginning and the end. And so when someone gives you their belief system, that's why when you kneel down in front of the Catholic and the people make the sign of the cross and said, be less, not blessed, be less you, my child, be less than your God self. You're trained to get out of your brain, and this is the part that's self-destructive.
Thank you, Brother Kwame. And Sunday night, my show is going to be geared around the Native American history and experience. We're going to have a friend of Kwame who was called in last week. We talked about doing a show on Native American wisdom, history, and current practices. That's our Sunday night show on Soul Purpose Healing. And good. Thank you, Jonathan, for that question. And you can go back and listen to the Sunday show about what we talk about, belief systems. It's all about your belief systems that's creating conflicts right now, about even an injection in your body that you think is going to help you survive this invisible enemy. It's the mind-blowing thing about what we're involved in right now is fighting an invisible enemy and listening to snakes on how to fight the invisible enemy. So let us all come together. Tomorrow we have more Female Solution Wisdom at Sunday night. I'll be here on Soul Purpose Healing on Native American wisdom practices and with truths that we can use today in this confused society. So thank you all for your contributions and visiting today. And please share this with those who might be helped, especially if they're thinking of taking their life, remembering that we're all just craving pleasure, and we need to help each other, support one another, and finding pleasure out in nature. Go to a tree. Hug a tree today. Please, go to a tree. If you feel depressed, go outside and hug a tree. Thank you so much.
Nigeria. South Africa, Nyabonga, Senegal, Get it. Kenya, Asante, Israel, Toda, Pakistan, Shukriya, Afghanistan, Tashakur, Saudi Arabia, Shukran, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Thank you. And may peace be upon you and the mercy of God and God's blessing.